everything is sorrow. There's beauty in our tears. You meet us in our morning with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our waiting. Sanctifying us. When beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust. Your plans still to prosper. You've not forgotten us. You're with us in the fight and the flood. Faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us. You are wisdom unimagined. Who could understand your way? Down in endless grace. You're the lifter of the lowly, compassionate and kind. You surround and you uphold me, and your promises are my delight. Your plans still to prosper. You've not forgotten us. You're with us in the fire and the flood. Faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us. Even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for our good. You turn it for our good and for your glory. Even in the valley, you are faithful. You're working for our good. You're working for our good and for your glory. Even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for our good. You turn it for our good and for your glory. And even
everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is going to be America Needs a Theocracy of Jesus. A theocracy is a type of government in which Yahweh was the king over Israel, and that Yahweh was viewed as a sole sovereign. So when I say America needs a theocracy of Jesus, we need the sovereign rule of Jesus over America once again. So we need that sovereign rule of Jesus over America once again. And in Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Other translation says all authority. Other translation says all power and absolute rule. So Jesus was saying all power and rule has been given to me on heaven and earth. And so the Bible is very clear that Jesus Christ is a sovereign ruler. That means he doesn't share his throne with anybody. That Jesus is not a democracy. That Jesus is sovereign and he's an absolute rule. He's an absolute sovereign. That means he is above any form of created government. That Jesus is a sovereign in all power, and all his power is above all power. And this is, he is a theocracy. He is the absolute rule, and that's where Israel, they were under the theocracy of Yahweh. They were under the direct leadership of the sovereign God. And they implemented their laws, and they set up their commanders. They made decisions, and they did everything that was according to what God said. And so when Israel established their government, they did it by kings that were appointed directly from God. And they listened to the voice of the people in regard to do all that to say to do, but what they did is they listened directly to God. And so, so many verses in the Bible talks about how the kings were appointed directly by God and his prophets and his priests. And basically, a theocracy is a government run by priests or prophets. It's a government that has direct rule from God itself. It's a government where God is sovereign and he has a sole leadership. He is a theocracy of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is a theocracy because all power is given to him on heaven and earth. So he is a sovereign. So he's above rulers. He's above all forms of government. He's above kings. He's above any kind of rule on this earth. And he's definitely above all kinds of religion. Jesus is a sovereign. He's above your church. So Jesus Christ is a sovereign. And Israel knew that they wanted to create a government. They had the right of redemption, the right of covenants. And they had these laws in Exodus chapter 20. So everything that they believed came directly from God. The Ten Commandments came from a burning bush of Moses, came down from heaven. Everything, every king that was appointed was directly from God. That God would send his prophets and they would appoint the kings. And this was a sovereign rule, a theocracy. Wouldn't it be great today if you were under a sovereign rule of Jesus Christ? That you weren't under the rule of any kind of man-made rule, but under Jesus directly. It's a sovereign rule, a sovereign control. Jesus was a sovereign. And his sovereign, he was above every law, every power. And this is what he was saying. The Bible says in Matthew 28:18, Jesus came up and said to them, all authority, all power of absolute rule in heaven and earth has been given to me. Colossians 1:16 says, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. All governments across this world, all powers across this world, has been created by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has absolute rule over every religion, every government. Yes, Jesus Christ rules over the church. Jesus Christ rules over the Pope and the Vatican. Jesus Christ has that absolute rule over every authority. All things have been created through Him and for Him. Yes, all things have been created through Him and for Him. Jesus Christ has absolute rule over every government across this world, and Jesus Christ is a sovereign. And wouldn't it be great if this kind of theocracy was in America? Wouldn't it be great if this kind of theocracy was in America? We have freedom of religion in this country. Our First Amendment says we have freedom of religion. But unfortunately, back in the 1700s, the religion that we had freedom was the religion of Christianity. Go back and tell me what religion was back in the 1700s. Well, it was the Christianity of Presbyterian, and it was the Baptist religion, and we had many different churches of the early Episcopal Church. In the 18th, we had the French Protestant Church and the Dutch Reformed Churches, and we had the old Dutch Reformed Churches, and we had people, the Church of Christ and the Royal Baptist Church and the Colonial Baptist Church and the Lutheran Churches, and there were so many different forms of Christianity back in the 1700s that they said you cannot infringe on their religion. There's so many forms of Christianity back in the time of John Locke, the great philosopher, that a lot of these preachers, they influenced men like Thomas Jefferson. And so there was many, many different forms of Christianity during and after the Reformation and the new Puritans and the Quakers. And you had George Whitefield, and you had all these different kinds of religions of Christianity. There was different religions of Christianity. So they said you cannot infringe on somebody else's religion. There was no other religion back in the 1700s in America at that time, until the 1800s, where we started implemented the Jehovah's Witness, the Mormons, then of course now Islam and Hindu and Buddhism and all these other forms of religion started coming into America. And then they started using the First Amendment. They said, we have freedom of religion. And so we started allowing all these different forms of non-Christianity, all these different forms of satanic worshiping, to the point now satanic worship is now a religion. And so we go back to the First Amendment, and you say, you shall not infringe on the free exercise of religion. And it had nothing to do with these other forms of religion. It had everything to do with different forms of Christian religion. And so now all these different religions have infiltrated into America. And now all these people say, I have a right to, under the First Amendment, to had nothing to do with their religion of I have a right to worship this way and a worship of this way. And so we have all these religions in America today. And now the separation of church and state. And so now there's a separation of church and state where now you can't, because there's so many different religions in America, now the government has to act independently of faith. So now if you have faith, you can't work for the government, or you have to leave your faith behind you. And this is what's happening in America today, where your faith is separated from the government. And so now the government operates outside of any kind of faith. outside of any kind of religion. Our government is outside of anything. It's an entity to itself. It decides what is God and what is not God. And this is a very dangerous place in America, and that's why America needs to be under the theocracy of Jesus Christ again. Jesus Christ needs to be under the theocracy of Jesus Christ, a sovereign rule. Because right now our government is operating outside the rule of any form of religion. And more in the United States, of this freedom of religion to worship different ways of Christianity, such as Lutheran, Baptist, Presbyterian, Reformed, Puritans and the Quakers, and all these different churches back in the 1714s through the 1770, through George Whitefield, and all these different kinds of Christian religion. All these different kinds of Christian religion, there shall not be infringed upon. Because they left the tyranny of England. So the Puritans, the Quakers, the Reformers, all these people moved to the United States to worship Jesus the way they wanted to worship Jesus. And all of a sudden, they said, look, I never want to be told that I can never worship Jesus again. I never want to be told that I could never worship the sovereign Jesus again. And so they put in the First Amendment, you shall not infringe on religious liberties. And so now we have all these satanic religions infiltrated into America, that America has lost its whole identity. We are a Christian nation, but now we're arguing on television whether a Muslim should run this country. No, a Muslim should never run this country. A Muslim, it doesn't fall in line with the history of this nation. It doesn't fall in line with the history of this nation. It should never run this country. We see what happens to nations under Sharia law. We see what happens to countries in the Middle East. America was special, and our Constitution and our government was created solely on Christian principles. And so now, as I'm sitting and watching television, I hear that we need this religious tolerance, to the point now the cross is being taken out. Jesus' pictures are being taken down. Come on, somebody. You can no longer preach the name of Jesus. You can no longer have faith and be in the government, to the point that Christians are now being persecuted in America, and we're under tyrannical control. We're under tyrannical control. We're all these different forms. So now the judges, they got to come and say, where do I base my laws off from now? Because they're basing their decisions off the Constitution that was ratified in the 1700s. And this is why America needs to fall under a theocracy of a sovereign ruler of Jesus Christ, and only Jesus Christ, because the Bible says that He is above all authority and all rule. And so therefore Israel, they fell, and they used their kings and their priests, and they had ecclesiastical officers, and they appointed their officers under this kind of sovereign rule, under this theocracy, realizing that Jesus Christ was the supreme ruler. And so Jesus Christ would would guide and lead the Israelites. And so he established the law through the Ten Commandments. And then he would use a cloud by day and a cloud by night. So not only God developed this nation of Israel, but he used divine sovereign rule. He used a theocracy to direct the movements of a nation in Exodus 40, 36, and 37, and Numbers 9 and 17. In chapter 40, verse 36 of Exodus, throughout their journey, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the sons of Israel would set out. 37, but if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out until the day when it was taken up. So could you imagine being led by a cloud? How many of you today could imagine that God Himself would lead you? So many of you want to the authority of the church when Jesus said that He is the head of the church, that Jesus said that He is the head of every government, that Jesus said that He is the head of every authority, that He created the heavens and the earth, that He created the visible and the invisible in Colossians 1:16. He created every throne, every power, every ruler, every authority. All things have been created through Him, for Him. Jesus is a sovereign, and Jesus has sovereign rule over the earth. So any kind of evil government that has been established or false religion has been established, it has been allowed, and Satan goes through and back and forth in this earth and seeking whom he may devour. And you need to understand this today, that when all these different evil religions wanted to use the First Amendment to exercise and to try to hurt America, this is why America needs to come under the sovereign rule of Jesus once again. We need to come under the sovereign rule of Jesus in our churches, the sovereign rule of Jesus in our families, the sovereign rule of Jesus in our hearts and in our minds and in our thoughts and in our prayers. And we need Jesus in that power, and we need Jesus in America, and we need Him now. But we need the theocracy of Jesus in America once again. And so what it says, that Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion. What religion was back in the 1700s? Well, of course, it was different forms of Christianity. Pretty simple. But now today, America's confused. Now today, we don't know which direction to go. Meanwhile, crosses are being taken down. The Ten Commandments are being removed. And Jesus pictures are being taken out of churches. Meanwhile, you can't have faith and work for the government at the same time. We are totally in a mess. We're in a pile of mush because now we're confused what America is really about. America is a form, is based on a Christian nation. Our Constitution was ratified by Christian principles. And back in the 1600s, they were just coming out of an oppression, a tyrannical rule, and now we're going back into it. Why? Because we're taking Jesus out. And this is why America needs a theocracy of Jesus. We need a theocracy of Jesus. And so in the Bible, we see that Jesus said, I rule over heaven and earth. The visible and the invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers. And so Israel had to accept the fact that God had to speak directly to them, that God had to make the laws for them, and that Jesus had to make the laws. And so Jesus would send a cloud by day and a cloud by night. A cloud would say, when the cloud moved, follow the cloud. Can you imagine today that you just had to follow the cloud? What do I do? Look up at the sky and tell me what the cloud tells you to do. I mean, it's hard to believe, but it's still there and it still happened. That because Israel did not want to take direct guidance from Jesus, they wanted to go under bondage of the king. They wanted to go under bondage of the church, but they couldn't take direct rule from Jesus, and Jesus is a sovereign, and so He rules over the whole world. So Jesus is a theocracy, and Jesus, we need the theocracy of Jesus in America again. Can I get an amen? You can't have a democracy with all these different religions. There's no way. There's no way that you can get anything done when you have all these different religions. You have to decide who you are as a nation. There's no identity. And so until America takes on the sovereign rule of Jesus once again, until the church takes on the sovereign rule of Jesus once again, until families start embracing the sovereign rule and the values and the morals that comes to following Jesus once again, we can never, ever become whole as a nation. Because Jesus is a sovereign. He's above every power. He's above every throne. He's above every ruler or authority, Colossians 1:16 says. Jesus says, all power has been given to me of all the authority of heaven and earth. This all power, this absolute rule. And Jesus, undeterred, He went right ahead and He gave this charge. God authorized and commanded me and commissioned you, go out and train everyone you meet far and near in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, then instruct them in the practice of all I commanded you. And so Jesus realized that all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. So Jesus is a sovereign. Wouldn't you love the sovereign Jesus to rule America? Wouldn't you love the sovereign Jesus to rule your church? Wouldn't you love the sovereign Jesus to rule your heart? The sovereign of Jesus, He is a sovereign. Jesus has absolute rule over heaven and earth. Jesus is sovereign. The sovereign Jesus has absolute all authority in heaven and earth that has been given to me, says Jesus. And so when Israel, they were under the theocracy of Yahweh. So they appointed civil officers in Exodus 3:10, therefore come now and I will send you to Pharaoh so that you may bring my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. The sovereign Jesus commanded them to go to Pharaoh. And so they appointed the ecclesiastical officers in Exodus 28:1 and Exodus 40:12-15, then bring near to yourself Aaron your brother and his sons with him from among the sons of Israel to minister as priests to me, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Aaron's son. And so back in that day, they had civil officers and ecclesiastical officers. They had the priests. Commanders were normally priests. It's sort of like today, you have a chaplain in the army, and he's also commanding. He's a commander chaplain. But the army says you can't be a chaplain and a commander. You're either a chaplain or one or the other. That was not the way back in Israel. So not only that, they had the being the supreme judge. In Numbers 9:8-11, Moses therefore said to them, wait, and I will listen to what the Lord will command concerning you. Before Moses could make a decision, he would have to wait and listen to the Lord. Very interesting. And he probably, I don't know how he listened to the Lord. In the Bible, it says he probably heard audibly. So, following the sovereign Jesus sometimes means you might have to look to the clouds for answers. Can you believe that? Following the sovereign Jesus is you might have to look to the clouds for the answers. If you were in the sea and you were a ship, you would want to look to the clouds to whether or not a storm was coming. Red skies at night, sailors delight. Red skies in morning, sailors take warning. The sailor would look to the clouds. The sailor would look to the clouds. He would look to the clouds. Israel looked to the clouds for guidance. This happens today. I want to ask you today, would you rather be under the control of your pastor, the control of your church, or would you rather be under the control of the sovereign Jesus? I'd rather be under sovereign Jesus. I'd rather be under sovereign Jesus' control any day of my life. Any day of my life. I want to be under the sovereign control of Jesus any day of my life. What about you today? America needs a theocracy of Jesus. America needs a theocracy of Jesus Christ. We need Jesus back in America. We need a sovereign Jesus running this nation once again. We need a sovereign Jesus running this country once again. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
Within your sorrow, there's beauty in our tears. You meet us in our morning with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our waiting. Sanctifying us when beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust. Your plans still to prosper, you've not forgotten us. You're with us in the fight and the flood. Promises are mine.